Rev's going to have a press conference, we think, tomorrow out in Owings Mills, kind of their State of the Ravens press conference. We get the State of the State tomorrow with Martin O'Malley, raising taxes on gasoline. We'll talk about that maybe a little bit later. The State of the Ravens with Steve Bisciotti and Ozzie Newsome, we think, tomorrow. Last week they had a press conference where John Harbaugh introduced Dean Pease as the new defensive coordinator. One Ravens player showed up for that, stayed in town, stuck around, showed his support. Jared Johnson was out there, had a chance to catch up with Jared out there. Jared, thanks for being with us. We appreciate it.
Appreciate it.
Jared joins us on the Alpaca Ford Hotline. You were very noticeable as we're all sitting there because you're in the front row. Why was it important for you, Jared, to show up to show your support for Dean Pease?
You know, a lot of us are really close with Dean, you know, very similar to our relationship we had with Chuck before, you know, when Chuck was the DB coach. And so when he got the job, we were really excited. I didn't mean to come parading in there with him. I was late because I was dropping my wife off at the airport, and I came running in because I wanted to be there. And I walked up right when they were walking in there, like, oh, yeah, just come in with us. I walked in, and, of course, the whole everybody's like, you know, it was kind of awkward. But, you know, I just wanted to be there and just, you know, show the player support. You know, a lot of the guys are out of town or packing up to leave. And, you know, I kind of wanted to represent the players, you know, and just show, you know, how supportive we are of Dean Pease and, you know, how we feel about him as a coach.
You know, Jared, you've been through this a couple of times now, changing of defensive coordinators. Compare, I guess, Pease to the Paganos, Madison, of course, Rex Ryan. How does he compare or fit into the Ravens scheme?
He fits in really well. He, you know, Dean is you know, when you talk to Dean, the best way to describe him is when you talk to him, every time you have a conversation about football, you learn something about football. I mean, he's been around the game forever. At the high school, spent a lot of time in college, and then has been in the NFL for a while now under some really good coaches. So you learn a lot from him. He's very aggressive, very level-headed. You know, he's not real, real emotional, even though he does have a good personality, which is very good. Rex is a really good coach, but Rex was more of an emotional coach. You know, if you burn him, he's going to come back and bring the house. If you run the ball, he's going to put, you know, as many guys in the box as he could. Chuck was an emotional guy, but probably a little more level-headed. And probably the reason he was a little more level-headed is because he had guys like Dean and Ted and CB and those guys who were keeping him kind of calm and keeping him, you know, kind of restrained. He's already like that. He is aggressive. You know, the scheme is not going to change very much. But he's very level-headed.
Jarrett Johnson joins us here on the Norris and Davis Show. Steve Davis and Rob Long with you. Jarrett, you're a free agent, which for many players is extremely exciting. It's an opportunity potentially to go out and get a great payday. I don't know if you're looking at it like that. A lot of people here are looking at it, knowing the Ravens' salary cap situation, saying, are they going to be able to keep Jarrett Johnson? I know it's early in the process. Do you have any hope that they'll sign you or that you'll sign before free agency, or would you expect to get out there in the market?
Yeah, I honestly don't know what's going to happen. You know, early in the year, I was hoping they would come and re-sign me, and you know, it just didn't work out. You know, now you're so close to free agency. You know, career-wise, it's smart to see what's out there. But you know, I've said it before. I'll say it now. I want to retire a Raven. You know, I've been a Raven for 9 years. I want to retire here, but there is a business side to this, and I understand. You know, what the Ravens have to face, the young, good players they have. And the thing about Ozzie is Ozzie doesn't do anything for now. He doesn't do anything, you know, at an impulse with emotion or, you know, I went to Alabama just like Ozzie went to Alabama. And I have people come up to me all the time and be like, oh, Ozzie's not going to let an Alabama guy go. Ozzie will let an Alabama guy go in a heartbeat if it's for the betterment of the team. So knowing that, I'm just kind of just – letting it play out and just, you know, see what's going to happen. You know, I hope to be here, but there's no guarantees in this sport.
Yeah, I know you hope to be here, Jared. I don't question that, but if it doesn't work out and there's an opening in Indianapolis, could you see yourself playing for Pagano?
Well, I mean that's natural to think that, you know, with me and Chuck have been very close over the last 4 years. He's going to run a similar or attempt to install the scheme we run here, which, you know, I have a pretty good grasp on. You know, so, I mean, that's a logical thing to think if I don't come back here. But, you know, we'll just have to play it out and see what happens.
I think people think of that because they look at what Rex did in New York, and he grabbed Bart Scott, he grabbed Jim Leonard. He wanted to bring in at least a couple guys to show people, hey, this is the way we did things in Baltimore. I'm curious about something, Jarrett. In the postgame speech afterwards, which the Ravens have released and put it online on their website and all, and Ray Lewis addressed the team, and he singled out one guy, and that was Joe Flacco, and he talked about you know, guys and come back next year and all that, but he said, Joe, you played your you-know-what off. You played great. Did Joe Flacco prove anything to you guys in the game, particularly after Ed's comments? Did he prove anything to his teammates? Because if you win the game, he's the player of the game. Or had he already proven what he needed to prove?
You don't define yourself by one play or one game or one incident. You define yourself over a period of time. And Joe has proven and defined himself and has proved his character, you know, since he's been here. And, you know, I don't really understand, you know, the heat he gets. You know, he's, I don't know. I mean, he's had some bad games, but it's kind of like his good games get swept under the rug and his bad games get you know, blown out of proportion. You know, we've always had Joe's back. I got a ton of faith and belief in Joe as a quarterback and his ability, and especially his future. I mean, Joe's been playing so much. He's been in so many big games. People seem to think he's been around forever. It's only his fourth year. I mean, you look at other quarterbacks in their fourth year, and they either have similar stature, they don't even touch Joe's. So, you know, as a team, you know, we've always had Joe's back, and no, he didn't prove anything. We expected that, you know, and you know, all this talk that did he finally prove himself and did he finally do this, finally do that. You don't do that off of one game. So, even though he did play great and gave us a chance to win, should have won the game. You know, it's you know, we expected that.
Jared, I'm a fan, and to me it still stings. And of course, Steve Davis is saying I'm bitter about it. But you know, a week after for you, does you still feel the sting of what happened up there in Foxborough?
Yeah, you know, a lot has happened in a week. You know, we lost Chuck. Dean steps in. You know, guys are gone. But, yeah, it still stings, especially, you know, next weekend when they play the game. It's going to really sting because, you know, we played well enough to win. It was a great game, a playoff-caliber game that you would expect. And, you know, had an opportunity to win and just came up short. You know, it's disappointing, but you know, it's the way it goes sometimes. You know, this game is it'll break your heart.
All right, on the SEC stuff, can Alabama win 3 in 4 years?
Yeah, with the players they got and the coaches they got, I don't see why they couldn't. You know, I'd bet on them if I could.
You can. We won't tell on you. thought on the Super Bowl? Who do you think is going to win?
You know, I would probably say the way the Giants, you know, when I pick, you know, a team that I think is going to do good, you always look at how they did going into the playoffs. You know, teams that do well are not the teams that go undefeated and have the best record and, you know, have this and have that. It's the teams that are playing well and that are healthy at the end of the year. And, you know, to me, that's New York. You know, they played well on the road. Even going into the playoffs, they were getting a lot of guys healthy, playing good defense, running the ball, all those things you talk about. But, you know, so I would probably pick New York, but, you know, Brady, and I mean, it's hard to guess against Brady, when if he's on, and they can't handle that offense, it's going to be a long day. So it's, you know, I think it's going to be a good game. I'll probably watch probably the first quarter. You know, get sick. But yeah,
it's so good that I'll watch a whole quarter.
And then what, Jarrett? Yeah. And then what? After the first quarter, what do you do?
Just start drinking, I guess.
Why wait until after the first quarter then? Thank you, Jarrett.
Well, probably won't.
What's your drinking selection? I'm just curious.
Yeah, you know, I'm a beer guy. I like beer.
Okay.
I love bourbon, but you know, me and my wife have an agreement. So,
what's that agreement?
What's that
agreement?
You won't drink it at home.
I won't drink bourbon.
All right, Jared.
For some reason.
Yeah, what reason could that possibly be? Women, I tell you. Go to a Super Bowl party, you'll be fine then. All right, Jared. Hey, look, thanks for joining us. We appreciate you giving us some insight on Dean, and hopefully we'll talk to you as the free agent process develops here, and hopefully you'll continue to be a Raven.
All right, guys, I'm going.
Appreciate it. Jared Johnson joining us here on the show, kind of revealing this morning.